Hey, this morning we've got a guest joining us by phone. Nick Turner is with us here this morning. He's originally from the Elliott area, Griswold High School graduate, correct?
Correct, sir.
You betcha. And you had an opportunity to do a lot of things here so far in your life, and one of those things is flying Marine One. That's kind of a fun experience.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to get selected to fly the president and vice president from 2009 to 2013.
Yeah, that's kind of an elite group, isn't it?
It is. It's a very difficult thing to get into just from the background check alone. I mean, a lot of your listeners are going to know some of my coaches, Tom Moore and Steve Byer from Griswold, and they actually got called for my background check to see that if I was a legit person that was loyal to the United States and the flag and, you know, freedom and whatnot.
You bet. Yeah, got to dot all those I's and cross all those T's, that's for sure.
Well, oh, yeah.
You know,
yep,
sir. Yeah, unique experiences and being able to do things like that. But this came to you early on, right? The bug to fly and to be part of the helicopter pilots group, that came to you early in life, didn't it?
It did. My father was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, a Marine Corps helicopter pilot, and he came home from Vietnam and started spraying crops and doing heavy lift work in Southwest Iowa and beyond. And I was the baby of 8 kids, 5 brothers, 2 sisters, and it was a family affair. I mean, we all at some point either had a hand in flying, rag in the belly, washing windows, acting as a crewman for Dad's operation for 30 plus years in Southwest Iowa. I mean, he racked up over 20,000 hours of flight time, and at some point we just stopped counting because it was almost pointless.
Yeah. Well, of course, between high school, you had a chance to go to college. After college, you had a chance to join the Marines, and that's where you really got your, I guess, wings, I guess we could call it, and had an opportunity to serve the country that way before having a chance to work with the Marine One crew. So this has all been a part of your life for, seems like, forever.
Yeah, it's been a, you say fortunate and blessed. I've walked a path that I like to say to my kids, I'm just an Iowa farm kid, I'm just a guy. But I've had some unbelievable opportunities put in front of me, and it just comes from never giving up. My parents taught us how to work hard and work for what we believed in, and the opportunities just presented themselves over and over again. And if you really want to be successful in life, you just got to surround yourself with successful people. And thank the Lord I had that opportunity to just keep doing it. And I'm hoping to continue to keep doing it and teach my kids how to do that.
You betcha. Well, I know you're going to be flying through this area here this weekend, too, and in a special piece of equipment that's really what we want to talk about today, now that we've kind of laid the groundwork with you. But, Nick, you're going to be in Atlantic at the airport on Saturday, it looks like, as part of a quick stop through heading, to Council Bluffs in a helicopter that's got some special meaning.
Absolutely. About a year and a half ago, an opportunity was presented to me to take the custodianship of a true Vietnam-era surviving helicopter. It's a Sikorsky UH-34, exactly like my dad flew in the Marine Corps and flew when he was doing civilian work. And we worked really hard for the last year and a half to fly this thing, get my type rating certification. Luckily, I grew up flying these, so that it was just like kind of coming home. It becomes an extension of your body. And last Saturday, we worked on the helicopter and got it fixed up and flew it from Tulsa, Oklahoma, up to my home in State Center, south of State Center in Iowa. And it now lives in Iowa, and our plan, the mission, is underneath the care of the Ugly Angel Memorial Foundation, which is a 501c3 foundation. We're going to take this helicopter all over Iowa and the Midwest. We have 15 events planned this year. If you go to our website, yl-37.org, you can click on the little link that says where to see it. And we're going to be in Griswold July 11th. We've got multiple events throughout the Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, where we're planning to showcase this true Vietnam survivor that's dedicated to the 33 pilots and crew chiefs and their memoriam. They passed away in Vietnam, and there's a brass plate on the side of the aircraft that commemorates their sacrifices. And like I said, our goal is to bring this aircraft out and show everybody what it means, what it stood for, its mission, and memorialize those true heroes from the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm. And this is the same type that your dad flew in Vietnam. That's amazing that you have this opportunity.
Well, not only is it the same type that my dad flew, but this helicopter, the serial number 148783, is in his logbook 11 times. He flew it 11 times in Vietnam, and it has 54 bullet holes in it. The tail was blown off in a rocket attack, and it served in Vietnam between 1965 and 1968. And then as technology, you know, began to increase, they brought turbine engines in and more technologically advanced aircraft. This aircraft kind of made its way back to the States, was a training aircraft for a while, and then it sat in Davis-Monthan down in the boneyard for many years until a Oklahoma businessman who did what my dad did with heavy lift, he purchased it, brought it back to his place in Tulsa, and it sat for another 10 years or so until he started digging into it and finding out what a rich history it had. He stripped the paint off of it and found multiple patches and bullet holes, and even found some M60 shell casings down in the fuel bilges. And he was a true historian. He resurrected it and painted it exactly the way it was when it was a combat veteran. And he flew it for many years from 1999 until unfortunately he passed away. He had some neighbors that flew it for about 10 years. And then one of them passed away, and the owner approached me, his wife, with taking over the custodianship of it. And here we are. Now, like I said, it's a permanent Iowa resident, and we plan to take it and fly it as long as we can.
Well, with everything you've just said, it's amazing that this thing still exists.
It is. There's very few aircraft like this that are still flyable in the United States. There's only a few, maybe about a dozen or more, that have the piston engine version in the 1960s. Sikorsky, which is the manufacturer of the aircraft, upgraded it and put turbine engines in it, and there's a few operators between East Coast, West Coast, and Central Iowa that fly it for heavy lift work still, because it's a workhorse. It's just a great platform for doing heavy lift work.
Sure. Now, did I understand correctly that you're making a fuel stop here in Atlantic on your way to Council Bluffs this weekend, and you're going to meet up with one of the old squadron members over in Council Bluffs?
Yeah, we just an absolutely amazing opportunity. The son of a original Ugly Angel from April 15th, 1962, reached out to me, Travis Sales. His father, Colonel Joseph Sales, is a 89-year-old Marine Corps veteran pilot. He's from Omaha. He's had some health issues. You know, obviously he's getting quite a bit up there in age, but he was one of the original pilots that flew this type of helicopter into Vietnam in 1962 under Operation Shoe Fly off the USS Princeton. And his son reached out to me, and I was blown away. I was like, we got to do whatever we can to get the helicopter in front of this guy. Because a lot of the Vietnam vets, you know, when they came home, they didn't get the warm reception that a lot of service members get nowadays when they come home. And, you know, there's a lot of scars and healing that can take place. You know, when these guys were 10 foot tall and bulletproof, it's why we decided to take this on. It's just a mission that is much bigger than one person. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of coordination, a lot of work behind the scenes. And when I was presented with this opportunity, I was like, I don't care what it costs. I don't care what we got to do. We've got to get this hero in front of this aircraft because he could pass away very soon. And, you know, what a better way to honor him and his legacy and to have his family there. I mean, it's going to be an emotional event, and I'm really excited to do this. And if there's others out there that want to see this aircraft, you know, get on our website, go to the contact page, shoot us an email, and let us know what it would take. We'll help you with the fundraising, and we're committed to doing this. Like I said, as long as I can find parts and fuel. And the reason why I'm stopping in Atlantic is because you got about the cheapest fuel in the area, and it just happens to be right through my flight path. So this old girl holds about 300 gallons of fuel. She'll burn about 75 to 80 gallons an hour, and it's got an inch fuel line. I know everybody's pretty sensitive about the price of fuel right now that you put in your vehicle. Well, you can double that price, and that's what it's going to cost us to fill up the fuel tanks in this. So if you want to come by and make a donation or hop on our website, we've got a QR code on there, tax deductible for our 501c3, and, you know, help us keep this old girl flying so we can bring it to the heroes that are still out there and continue this legacy.
Outstanding. Left the Marines and you still have missions. Who knew?
Absolutely. You never take it off. You know, the Eagle Globe and Anchors, it's stamped on my heart till the day I die.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure that if we see this, we will certainly notice that it's not the typical helicopter that we normally see around the area. And I know it's just a stop over in Atlantic to refuel, so there's no event or anything going on here at this point. They can check the website and see some of the events where they could get a little bit more up close and personal later. But if folks would want to come out by the airport, take a look as you come in and take off, you have any idea about what time you'd be here?
I'm hoping to take off from State Center here about 10 o'clock. It's an hour and a half flight for me to get to Council Bluffs, so I will probably be there sometime between 10:45, 11 o'clock is what I'm guessing. But, just keep your eyes to the horizon and your ears open, and you'll be able to hear us coming from quite a ways away. This is a noisy old girl.
I'm sure we will. Well, very good. Well, Nick, thank you for your service and all that you continue to do in helping out those folks, and we look forward to maybe having a chance to see that a little more up close and personal not too far down the road here in the area. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, and if anybody wants us to bring this aircraft to an event in the Atlantic area, you know, I'm not far from Atlantic. I spent a lot of time there playing sports and whatnot, and we'd love to bring the aircraft and showcase it and show your listeners, you know, the amazing history that this aircraft has to share.